We are about to embark on the 10 most important days of the year. And I could probably repeat that like 5 times until inshallah ta'ala, it just settles in our minds. The 10 most important days of the year are around the corner. And unlike Ramadan, where you have so many Ramadan prep webinars, where you have so much preparation in the month of Sha'ban before you go into Ramadan, these 10 days largely catch us by surprise. And because of the lack of events in the masajid and so many other things, we don't do right by them. The most famous reference to these days is in Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by Al-Fajr, He swears by the dawn, and then He swears by these 10 nights. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by particularly the day of sacrifice, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, as well as Al-Watr, which is the odd day, which is Arafah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the last part of the night. According to some of the scholars, these 10 refer to the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and that is a weak opinion, or a minor opinion, I should say. Another group of scholars, they say that these 10 refer to the 10 of Dhul-Hijjah, but the days of Dhul-Hijjah, the best 10 days of the year, are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The best 10 nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So again, this is a way of reconciling the virtues of the last 10 nights of Ramadan as the best nights of the year. Whereas when we talk about the best 10 days of the year, they are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And some scholars said, actually, the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are superior to the last 10 of Ramadan, both the day and the night. So pay attention to that. A group of scholars said, once again, that the 10 of Dhul-Hijjah are superior to the 10 of Ramadan, the last 10 of Ramadan, both their days and their nights. So what you can derive from that, of course, is that this is a special season that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us. And the scholars talk about the way that Allah situates it in these verses, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the most blessed times of the day, the most blessed times of the year, and the most blessed times of the night, so that we can pay attention to these lost opportunities. The best time of the day is Al-Fajr. The Prophet teaches us in multiple narrations that the best sunnah is the sunnah of Fajr, the 2 rak'ahs before Fajr. They're better than the world and everything in it, the Prophet said, just to pray those 2 rak'ahs before Fajr. He would not lose the sunnah of Fajr, even when he was traveling, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then if a person wakes up and they pray their fajr on time, and especially in jama'ah with a good wudu, paying attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, paying attention to the recitation, the witnessed recitation, mashhud, that the angels come and witness that recitation at the time of fajr, the angels of the day and the angels of the night listening to the long recitation of fajr. If a person starts off their day with that ibadah, with that act of worship, then the rest of the day is going to be blessed. Okay, so if you start off right, the rest of it is going to be right bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ taught us, Burika li ummati fi bukuriha. Allah has blessed my ummah in its early hours. That if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the early hours, and if a person gets to work in the early hours, they will find barakah, they will find blessing in everything that they do early on. So as an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are mourning people, okay? Not mourning with a U, mourning as in the subh, as in the early part of the day. That is the best time of the day. And notice that there is a virtue in starting off the day that well, in that it casts blessing on the entirety of the day. Dhul-Hijjah is the last month of the year, and we go into the first month of Muharram, and it casts the goodness of everything that you could have gained of that year to the next year, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the blessed part of the day being Al-Fajr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the best 10 days of the year, that if a person makes the most of these 10 days, that it will bring back everything good that was done for the previous year, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, it will cast the barakah, it will cast the blessing of the year to come as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the best time of those 10 days, which is al-Shafi'i wal-Watr, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah being the day of the sacrifice, and then of course al-Watr, the best day of the 10 days, the best day of the year, which is the day of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by it. Wal-layli idha yasr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the night as it is departing. If a person misses the entire night in prayer, if they're not able to wake up except for a few moments, if they are not able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for a few moments, let it be in those precious minutes before Fajr. Wal-layli idha yasr. That is the time where those who prayed all night or those who prayed for a significant portion of the night seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any shortcomings that they had in their prayer. And that is the time of the night where those who wake up seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not praying for a longer portion, but that is the most blessed time of the night. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by these times. And it's very important to also pay attention here, by the way, that a lot of people miss out on these times because these are times where, despite their blessing, most people are inactive. Despite their blessing, most people are inactive. And so most people don't do anything after Fajr, right? And if you're not Muslim, you likely sleep through Fajr, right? But most Muslims will go back to sleep after Fajr, for example, right? And that's not inherently sinful, but it's a blessed time to take advantage of, especially the moments after Fajr. It's okay to sleep if you want after that, but make sure that you pray Fajr right and that you do the adhkar, the morning remembrances after Salat al-Fajr at least. And the last part of the night, of course, most people sleep through that part of the night as well. And when it comes to these 10 days, you know, when Ramadan comes around in particular, we talk about how Sha'ban is lost between two sacred months or two special months, not sacred in the sense of the sanctified way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-Ashhur al-Haram, but two special months, months where it's very easy for us to lose sight of things. Rajab being one of the sanctified months and Ramadan, of course, being the greatest month of the year, and you have Sha'ban that gets lost in between and people become heedless in regards to it. When it comes to these 10 days, these 10 days are the best 10 days of the year, yet still people do not take full advantage of these 10 years, of these 10 days. And also it's important to mention here, by the way, someone might say, well, how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the 10 nights, walayalin ashr, instead of ayyamin ashr? Why did Allah swear by nights instead of days? And some of the scholars mention that in the Quran, ayyam and layal are interchangeable. Days and nights are interchangeable. And we see that in the story of Zakariya alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives him the oath of silence for 3 days, in one part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions thalathata ayyam, 3 days, and in one part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 3 nights to show that they are interchangeable. And some of the scholars, they say that layal refers to, you know, a time of sincerity, right? A time of sincerity. Subhanallah, this is of course just some of the wisdoms and the reflections that you'll find from some of the mufassireen, that generally speaking, the night refers to secrecy and a time where a person is with their Lord, where they have an opportunity to shine and to connect to their Lord under the cover of the night. Whereas ayyam is a time to proudly proclaim the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to work the deeds that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially as they involve society around you. So it is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, according to the majority of scholars, as we said. And it is, of course, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so that Arafah is the best day. And then after Arafah, the 10th day, which is the day of Eid, the day of the sacrifice, is the second best day of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah.